So as you know, the Yiskra service, the service where we recall those who have passed away, occurs in our tradition on Yom Kippur and on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. And for each of the holiday, it is worth exploring why it is you devote a few moments, as we will, to remembering those who are no longer with us. And in thinking about it on Pesach, it occurred to me that at least one explanation might be tied to the problems that the Jews had as they crossed the wilderness, the Midbar. Because one of the things that perplexes all of the commentators in our tradition is, how is it that these people who saw miracles, who crossed seas, all of a sudden did all the terrible things that they did in the desert? How is it that they suddenly worshiped the golden calf? Sorry, it's too much matzah. It's the last day. So, how is it that they worshiped the golden calf, and how is it that when they went into the land of Israel, the spies were unable to identify the beauty and wonder of the land? Why did they rebel with Korach, with meat, again and again in the desert? And at least part of the explanation might be that when you are a slave, you become accustomed to the idea that whoever is watching out over you is malevolent, is bad, does not have your interests at heart. And the Israelites in Egypt were subject to slave masters. And so they believed that in fact the forces in the world that watch over you are evil forces. And now they had to adjust, which psychologically was a very difficult adjustment, to the idea that God, who was watching over them, was in fact benevolent, was in fact kind. And they resisted the idea of anyone or anything watching over them because they still had the mentality of slaves. What Yiskra asks us to do is to recognize that what we are mourning for in part is the one who watched over us. Most of the people who recite the Yiskra prayer do it for someone in their lives who used to take care of them, someone who watched out over them. Their memories are of the person they can't ask advice of anymore or protection from any longer. And part of our adjustment has to be to reorient ourselves, to understand that we are still cared for, that we are still watched over, but it's different now. For some people, Yiskor, equally or even more painful, is because the person they used to watch over is no longer there. But in both cases, whether you're fearful that the person you used to watch over is no longer cared for, or whether you feel uncared for yourself because there used to be a parent, a sibling, a spouse, on whom you could rely, and whose help was central to your sense of safety in this world. Remember the Israelites in Egypt. They didn't have the same sense of safety that they did in Egypt. It's one of the reasons why they wanted to go back there, because yes, it was bad, but it was safe. And the desert seems like this vast open space with no boundaries and no borders and no safety. But they learned that when the Torah says over and over again that God is av yitamim, yitomim, v'dayan almanot, the one who takes care of widows and orphans, what the Torah is telling us is that we are still watched over, that we are not forgotten, that not only have we incorporated inside ourselves some of the values and the caretaking and the goodness and the wisdom of the people who once used to watch over us but are on this earth no more, but that in our tradition we are all enfolded in God's arms, that everyone is God's child, that the idea that we are being watched over doesn't make everything perfect and everything good, but it allows us to know that we are not alone. That's part of the message of Pesach. That even when human beings fail you, you're not alone. That even when you cross a wilderness, you don't cross it all by yourself. In community and in faith, we find something of what it is that we have lost. When we're children, very young, psychologists teach us, we don't know what is external to us and what is internal. After all, an infant cries and suddenly a bottle or a breast appears, and they don't know that the cry was heard outside themselves and something was brought. And then one day, a child learns to say I. And I means not you. I means I'm separate. But I also means I'm alone. I'm the only one in here. And so we spend our lives searching for someone who can share our I so that we feel less alone. And when we lose somebody who shared our I, we can feel terribly alone. But Yizkor returns to teach us anew that the one who fashioned us is always there, that the people who influenced us never disappear, and that ultimately, Nivra Adam Yechidi, each person was made alone because all of us share the same predicament and the same solution. In community, in love, and in faith, we are never alone. And there is always, as long as we are alive and even beyond, someone to watch over you. The Yizkor service begins with Adonai Ma'adam on page 100.